$320 million. That's how much was drained from the Liquid network over the weekend by a group claiming to be white hat hackers, meaning they're claiming to have acted in the ecosystem's interest, either to expose a vulnerability or to prevent a worse actor from exploiting it. The Liquid network, for context, is a Bitcoin sidechain built by Blockstream that enables faster and more confidential transactions than the main Bitcoin chain.
The white hat framing is doing a lot of work here and deserves skepticism. In crypto, white hat hack has become a common ex post narrative when an exploit succeeds and the perpetrators are trying to negotiate the return of funds or limit legal exposure. The actual forensics take time. What we know is that $320 million left the network. Whether it was a genuine security audit gone nuclear, a gray hat operation, or an outright theft with a convenient cover story will depend on what the funds do next.
It's also worth noting that $320 million is not small even by crypto standards. This puts it in the tier of major historical DeFi exploits. The Liquid network has been positioned as an institutional Bitcoin layer, the kind of infrastructure that serious financial players would use. An exploit of this size calls that institutional credibility directly into question.
On the SpaceX front, and this is genuinely ambitious, Elon Musk's company has announced a target of late 2027 for launching an orbital data center. The concept is that you put computing infrastructure in low Earth orbit, where it can serve clients globally without the geographic and regulatory constraints of terrestrial facilities. The pitch includes things like latency advantages for certain applications and the ability to operate outside of any single national jurisdiction.
The expert skepticism is loud and specific. The problems aren't theoretical, they're engineering and economic. First, cooling. Data centers generate enormous amounts of heat, and terrestrial facilities use ambient air, water cooling, or underground thermal dissipation. In orbit, you have to radiate heat into space, which requires massive radiator arrays that add weight and complexity. Second, power. Orbital solar works, but the power density you need to run a serious data center exceeds what current solar panel technology can deliver at reasonable mass. Third, latency. The physics of low Earth orbit mean a satellite is overhead for minutes at a time, so you need massive constellations for continuous coverage. And at that point, the latency advantages largely disappear.
Elon Musk has a documented history of setting timelines that slip significantly while the underlying technology eventually gets there. The question isn't whether orbital computing will ever exist, it probably will in some form. The question is whether 2027 is a real target or a conversation anchor designed to attract customers, talent, and regulatory attention now.
The Qatari LNG tanker story is quieter but potentially more significant in market terms. Empty Qatari tankers heading back to Qatar signals a shift in where Qatari LNG is being directed. Qatar is the world's largest LNG exporter, and it's been in the middle of a years-long capacity expansion. Empty tankers returning home in this volume typically means existing supply contracts have concluded and new directional commitments haven't yet filled the pipeline. The question is who gets the next round of contracts. Europe has been desperate for LNG since the Russia supply disruption. Asia, particularly India and China, is competing for the same molecules. Where Qatar places its next long-term supply deals will shape energy geopolitics for the next decade.